Here at World Dairy Expo, the 2010 World Dairy Expo, 44th annual, with me is John Rossum, who is Director of Sales for World Dairy Expo. And John, how are we doing this year? How many exhibitors we got?
We've got a great lineup of commercial exhibitors this year. We've got 770 companies out on the floor. They're representing 26 different countries. And out of that batch, we've got 135 new companies making their first appearance in at Expo. Many of them are making their first appearance in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting. Well, now, the state of the dairy industry has been a topic of the news, of course, especially in last year. And last year was really bad. But how about, are you seeing improvement this year?
We're seeing a lot of optimism out there, both on the company side and the producers that are already here out on the floor. And that's a good thing. You know, the last couple of years they've come out, they've looked, they've done some shopping, and now both on the commercial side and the producers are a little more optimistic that they might be able to start taking advantage of some of those new products and new technology.
Well, it's a beautiful day here for the first day at the Expo. What are you expecting in terms of attendance this year?
Well, we've been pretty consistent in that 65,000 range. Hopefully we'll be up a little bit this year again, you know, with the economy looking a little bit better and optimism being a little higher. We'll get a few more folks out here, and this beautiful weather doesn't hurt either. It's kind of nice to make the trip to Wisconsin when it's 70 degrees in October.
And people who make the trip to Wisconsin include a lot of people from other countries. As you said, you've got a lot of exhibitors from other countries, but you get a huge amount of visitors from other countries, right?
Right. We have about 3,000 that register each year, and the country count is somewhere around 90 every year, give or take a few. And some fascinating stories of those folks that travel around the world to come to Expo, and we welcome them with open arms. It's great to have them come out here where they can see the entire world of dairy in one location. We're glad that they've decided to make us home.
How much has the show changed over the years?
Well, this is my 12th Expo, and I can say on the commercial side, on the exhibit side, it's changed a lot. We've gone from... And when I started, we had cattle in pole tents, and we had cattle in the arena building, and outdoor exhibits were kind of an afterthought. And we've evolved. We got the cattle are in nice, big, the big permanent, semi-permanent tents. We've got commercial exhibitors in a lot more places. We were at about 500 commercial exhibitors when I started, and we've expanded amazingly well, given the fact that we're not using that much bigger of a footprint than we did back then. But the outdoor trade mall, you know, the companies that are coming in there, mostly the forage equipment, the tractors, the stuff, the big iron the guys like to look at. And it's really nice because it's become a good showcase for them.
How many animals are on the ground during the expo show?
I haven't gotten a final count yet of animals on the ground. I know there were over 3,000 entered. I'd anticipate that it's probably more than 2,500 that will actually show.
All right. Thank you very much, John Rossum, here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.